And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Maiden with a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate. There is a recession looming, according to economists, when they predict it will start and the impact it could have on the economy. Stay with us.
Welcome to a Pulse on San Diego Real Estate podcast, the only place to make you smarter about San Diego real estate. We take a look at what's going on in San Diego. We explore everything from new restaurants, coffee shops, free stuff, and more. Now, here's your host, the man with the best hair in San Diego, top realtor, Chris Spade.
And a very good morning to each and every one of you. It's Chris Payne with the Pulse on San Diego Real Estate, the podcast where we talk everything real estate, the economy, personal finance. We're working to get everybody on the right direction and prepared for what I've been talking about. So we've been talking about the shift in the real estate market, but more importantly, we need to start talking the R word, recession. That's right. There is a recession looming. Now, if you are a frequent listener to the podcast, you will know that I met with the chief economist of Freddie Mac at a conference, and he discussed what was going on in the economy and the prediction they have for the recession that is looming. And they're predicting around sometime around 2020 when we have the presidential election. And so, you know, if you pay attention to the stock market crash, you will notice that there was a big sell-off last week in the stock market. And so I want to get right into that. And this article I'm going to read to you from comes from Fox Business News, and it says, Euro-Pacific CEO Peter Schiff has sounded the alarm on this week's market sell-off, saying Wall Street and the U.S. economy are on the verge of a recession. He goes on to say, quote, this is a bubble, not just in the stock market, but the entire economy. Again, he had this interview on Fox Business News. The economic forecaster is predicting a recession accompanied by rising consumer prices that will be, quote, far more painful than the Great Recession, which officially lasted from December 2007 till June 2009. Schiff is predicting Americans will lose their jobs and they're going to see the cost of living going up rather dramatically, and it's going to be particularly painful, according to him. He says, quote, this is just not a stock market, this is the entire economy. Meanwhile, President Trump placed blame on the U.S. Central Bank for the worst stock market sell-off since February, saying the Federal Reserve has, quote, gone crazy. Schiff says the president is wrong about the Fed going crazy because the central bank has been irrationally for quite some time. Schiff said investors are on the edge of a precipice and foresees a bear market far worse than the market crash of 2008. He says, quote, this is a bigger than the one that blew up in 2008, and the crisis that is going to ensue is going to be far greater. So what is it that you are seeing? So just to give you an example, as it relates to housing, I am noticing significant price drops happening in the economy, or rather significant price drops happening in the real estate market. So just to give you an example, I was showing property yesterday around the $1 million range, and right after open houses, prices are coming down $30,000 right away. There, you know, no offers are coming in. Now, remember, if you're in the market to be purchasing a property around the $1 million mark, you do have a little bit more leverage. See, things start toppling at the top of the market first, and then they hit down to the bottom of the market. So here's what's happening. As you see this, and keep in mind, there's only a few people who can actually afford a $1 million property. Remember, I keep bringing this up because I think it's important that you guys understand that I agree with Mr. Schiff when he says that the economy is definitely heading into a recession. And if you are in that higher price point, you do have a little bit more negotiating room. Now, let me tell you what's wrong with some of these properties that are going on the market in that $1 million price range. First and foremost, people are putting these properties on the market and they're not prepared to put them on. And what do I mean by that? If you want someone to pay your $1 million price tag for a property, and when I say $1 million price tag, I'm thinking anywhere from $800,000 to about $1.2 million. That's what I consider a quote $1 million price tag. You can say that I use those words because I feel if you're going to be paying in that range, you're going to need to give those buyers high quality. You're going to have to give them luxury. You're going to have to think luxury, because if you're not doing that, then people are going to go in and find everything wrong. So for example, yesterday, one of the properties I showed, very nice, very well appointed. My client likes it very, very much. The challenge was, is that when you opened up the cupboards, they were dirty. When you looked in the sink, there's rust stains around the sink. And this is a property that's nearly $1 million. And so for $1 million, bottom line, you should have your place cleaned. I'd rather have you not have it staged and cleaned and ready to go than have it staged and look filthy. That is one thing. The other thing is, in this particular property, they took the closet doors off because the sellers didn't like it when they were living there. When they moved out, put the doors back on. Make it desirable for the buyer. You need to do these types of things because not doing them is actually going to be a bigger hindrance down the road. So if, as we are heading into this recession, and it's, you know, it's coming from several different places that we're heading into the recession, it is inevitable, it's going to happen. What are you going to do to get ready to be prepared? If you are in any of these adjustable rate mortgages, that is going to be an issue for you. You need to start thinking about selling right away. You cannot wait around to try to sell your property and later on down the road if this is going to become an issue for you now. Let's talk about this ahead of time. Coming up next, for sale by owners, the 7 reasons most for sale by owners crash and burn, especially during a recession. Stay with us. So let's talk for a second. So what happened during the last market crash is there were a lot of people who were going to be short sales. There were a lot of people putting their homes on the market as a for sale by owner, and we're starting to see those tick up. And why are we starting to see that? It is an indication that the market is shifting. It is an indication that the economy is shifting when people start putting their homes on the market themselves because they need to save the money. See, we're going to be heading back into this short sale market. And it's important as we do, and trust me, we're going to. I already can see it coming. You need to be working with an agent who is CDPE certified. That stands for Certified Distressed Property Expert, which I am a Certified Distressed Property Expert. And so we're going through and we're dusting off our manuals about how to do short sales. Now, we have done hundreds of short sales. And so I wanted to talk about this particularly because the first sign in the real estate market is not only prices starting to drop, but when more people are trying to put their homes on the market and sell them themselves. And here are 7 reasons that most for sale by owners crash and burn. And this comes from Inman News, which is a real estate watchdog firm. A 2017 study showed that about 36% of for sale by owners try to sell their homes themselves without an agent, but they hit roadblocks, and actually only about 11% do. This article goes on to say for sale by owners have good intentions, but their knowledge is weak. They simply don't know what they don't know. Now, this is so true. It's just like if I would have gone into a doctor, or if I would have decided to get on WebMD and diagnose myself when I was sick earlier this year and say, oh, this is just a hernia, when actually it was something completely different. It wasn't that, and it could have been much more serious and required surgery. Thankfully, I had doctors who knew what they were doing and were able to make sure that that didn't happen. But number one, the number one reason for sale by owner struggle is to price their home correctly. Let's just face it. FSBOs try to rely on home evaluation based on the sales price of their neighbor's house. And so this is going to run into another one, which is more likely, you know, it's an emotional thing. The second one, emotional attachment and barrier. Remember, we had talked about that, you know, you're emotionally attached to your home for so long. And when you decide to sell it, your home becomes an asset. It becomes a product. At that point, you need to become emotionally unattached from your home. And selling a home, you know, for most for sale by owner, they have a hard time separating from personal feelings because you've lived through this home for so long. You've had your memory, you've had births, you've had deaths, you've had love, you've had tragedy, you've had joy, you've had struggle in this home. And so it is difficult. It's a difficult decision to get rid of it. However, you need to become unattached to the home and not make it an emotional decision. It's a business decision. Number 3, marketing is a huge undertaking. You know, some people just think you pull up a sign in the yard, you get someone to place it on the web, and you pray someone comes to buy it. Those are the 3 P's of real estate. It's the same thing with most average agents. They place a sign in the yard, put it on the MLS, and pray another agent brings a buyer to sell it, you know. But what you have to do is you have to be proactively prospecting for buyers for your home, and that's what really good real estate agents do. They do the 4th and 5th P's, and that's proactively prospect for buyers. And that's what one thing that we do for our sellers. As a matter of fact, you can come in and check us out any day you want to make sure we're actually doing our jobs. But marketing is a huge undertaking, and if you don't quite know what to do or where to line up your buyers and sellers, then you're going to be caught out in the cold. The next reason is you have to show your own home. Here's the worst part about showing your own home. That is that you have to take the criticism directly from the sellers. you are the buyers. The buyers are going to criticize your home directly in front of you, and many of them are not going to be nice. And if you have not made the decision to emotionally unattach from your home, then you are really going to shoot yourself in the foot. You're really, really, really going to get upset. Trust me, I've seen that happen many times. It's typically happens when people want to stick around for the open houses, and I tell people, get out. You don't want to be here because people are going to say rude things about your home. But that's what people are doing, especially in this changing market, especially when the economy is changing. People are getting real. Number five, they set themselves up for legal liability. Let's just face it. Many homeowners do not know how to keep themselves out of hot water. Let's take, for example, if you advertise, you're trying to sell your home yourself and you advertise that the floor is hardwood, but then somebody purchases a home, go in, and then they realize it's a veneer finish. You've just opened yourself up to legal liability where a real estate agent's going to notice that and you tell them, oh, it's hardwood, but then they look down and go, I don't know. We need to really make sure that we check this out because you need to disclose everything and it must be disclosed properly. If you misdisclose it, you are going to shoot yourself in the foot. Number six, scams. They are real. Remember, we have talked about scams. We have talked about people scamming from other countries. We have talked about fraudulent appraisals and loan documents, overseas buyer deposit, fake third-party purchases, and phishing for personal information. So all of this happens. I've even seen it where people have actually gotten for sale by owners to quick claim deed their property over to them, which is a huge no-no, and that could really end up screwing you over and cause a huge problem, especially if your home's paid off and you just quick claim deed it over to someone else. This is not good. And number seven, for sale by owners, they simply sell for less money, and that is a true fact. The money that you think that you're going to save being a for sale by owner is actually going to chew you up in the back end, and you're actually going to spend more money selling your home. If you have any questions about buying a home, selling a home, or investing in real estate, please give me a call at 619-818-2992 or grab me on the web at alwayssunnynsd.com. Also, if you have any questions about what we had talked about working with a certified distressed property expert, please let me know. I'd be happy to help you out. Hope you have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to A Pulse on San Diego Real Estate with Chris Spade. If you like our show and want more, check us out on iTunes. While you're there, leave us a review. See you next time.